for you. 904-296-2251. I'm so grateful to have two of our earth angels in here tonight. Sister Taiko over there doing her own little happy dance, and Brother Kenneth as well. So we thank God for them. The next hour, it'll just be us again. We'll be able to get these prayers done. I want you to stand in the gap. Stay standing in the gap with me, all right? For those who are listening to Facebook Live, know you can call in too or type it right there where you are. The number is 904-296-2251. Thank you for being with us right here on Praise 107.9. Okay, we gotta go quickly. 6 minutes. It's okay. For them too. Six minutes.
be in the same way. Please make me over again. Create me a clean heart. Please make me over again. I gotta have the right.
Hallelujah. That was Miss Brianna. We are so grateful for that. This is Staying in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, as we are on Fridays and Saturdays. We are now playing the encore presentations on Sunday so that I can continue to travel a little bit, preach God's words, teach God's words, reach God's people. But we also are going to add a few more nights during the week for the live broadcast. So if you have any input as to which night you prefer to hear it, if at all, just give me a call here, 904-296-2251, or send it to our email, sitgpastormon@gmail.com, or go on the Facebook for the same name as the show, SITG, Stand in the Gap. So we are talking about this word. I'm catching my breath now from taking our earth angels out to make sure they're good. Such a beautiful couple, and so I thank God for them just hanging out with a sister tonight. So we are talking about why should we pray, just like we got some calls and people saying they want to pray better, they want to be more like Jesus. That right there alone is the heart of Jesus, to know that there is better inside of you, to be humble and bold, to know that a greater version of you lives within you. And so we thank God for that. So we thank God for that. So Jesus prayed for Peter as he prays for us too, because of the past. The past will try to pull us backwards, to pull us back as it tries to resurface and tries to take us in the opposite direction. Jesus knew this and prayed for Peter as he did in Luke chapter 22, where we are right now, verse 31, 32. He prayed for Peter because he had a past, and some of us do too. Not some of us, all of us, truth be told. And other people would try to bring that up to us, try to regurgitate it, resurface it, to bring it up over and over. Some of us know, no matter how much you apologize, how much you say, I'm sorry for what you did, I'm sorry for what I didn't do, I'm sorry for even things I didn't even think of that you said I did, I just want peace. And some people would still try to smack you in the face with it, right? We can keep the peace of God knowing that God takes away that past as far as holding it against us. God will show us how God got us through it, how Jesus allowed us to get to it and through it, and how the lessons can come forward, but no regret needs to be felt. Because when we seek forgiveness, when we seek and seek to repent, then God forgives us, and that's a beautiful thing. Now, you know, last Sunday, I took a Sunday off from not doing anything, just worshiping the Lord. I had said I had a hot and holy date with Jesus because he is the bestest friend I have ever had. That's right, I said bestest. And so I went to see Black Panther and just finally getting a break. You know, I've worked with now over 14 churches. And I praise God for that. Ministries galore also. I thank God for every experience. And having had just a free weekend like that with God's permission. And got on this shuttle van here in Jacksonville. Love it. Come right to your front door. You know, some benefits in having certain disabilities or challenges. And so I went out, and this other woman was going to church. Little beautiful white hair woman. Just cute little something. And pretty lady, and she said, I asked her about a worship service, right? And she told me, and she said, oh, where are yours? I said, this is my first time in a while not going somewhere. And she said, shame on you. Oh, my goodness. My point is, I didn't have to go back. I just told her, I hope you have an awesome worship service. And I haven't had a break for a while. The driver actually started getting on. I was like, hey, that's Pastor, and she is. And so my point for us is, we don't have to have any shame. I don't know why we ever came up as humans with that term. I hear it now when I see certain people on TV also that are supposed to be therapeutic for others or counseling others, and they'll say, you know, shame on you for things that they do that are bad. Now, there are things that we do when it comes to raising children, when I've seen counselors say this or therapists say this, and there are things that we do to ourselves that we should stop doing, but to say shame on you, especially from another Christian to another Christian, that's not what God wants. God doesn't want us to have shame on us. God doesn't want us to bear guilt and to keep bearing guilt. That's why there's so much power in prayer, because prayer can illuminate those truths as well as enlighten us as to how to let go of those things. Because the truth be told, a lot of us carry a lot of our own shame. We don't need anyone trying to put shame on us. So just try to forget that term ever exists. Please don't use it against anyone for anything, because shame is not of God. Guilt is not of God. When we do wrong, we can go, as we're talking tonight, in prayer to God, in earnest conversation, an earnest talk with God, to say, Lord, please forgive me. God does not condemn. God convicts to show us what's wrong. God not only convicts, but God chastises where we're doing some things wrong repeatedly. God will give us that little Holy Spirit spanking to so that we can do better, because God knows there's better in us. But God forgives. God doesn't want us to have so much good room within us that could be filled with more love and joy and peace to be blocked by issues of shame and guilt. So like I didn't, don't receive that. But also, again, as we love one another, let's be patient with each other. No matter if she was older, much older than I, it does not mean that she knows everything either. So I knew what her intentions were, and I don't have to explain myself, and I can still respect someone back who says, shame on you. So no shame on you. Just continue to trust God, bless God, and to pray unto God. Peter had a past, and Peter also had a present, just like we do, that will at times try to pull us down. See, Jesus will not only pray us forward, Jesus will pray us up. Peter's present situation with this, as Jesus was talking to him, was that Satan desired to sift him as wheat, to pull him apart, to take the good things in him and destroy them, and to keep those things of chaff, those things which are bad habits and old ways, to use those primarily for Satan's glory and not for God. Satan wanted to separate what was desirable so that only the undesirable would be left. He wanted to separate what was usable so that only the old, unusable attitude would be left. He wanted to separate the new Peter so that the old Simon would be stuck in a state of stagnation. He wanted to separate the good Peter so that only the bad habits would be left. Satan wanted to separate the Jesus from Peter so that Peter would fail. Just like he wants to separate us from the love of Christ and from the life of being a disciple. But as for me, and I know it's for you, you already know that nothing can separate us from that love, and we shall never fail. Because Romans 8 says that yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, and that even when I'm not persuaded, Jesus is persuaded enough to pray for me, because nothing, did you hear what I just said? Nothing can separate from his love, not death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us. I'm trying to hold myself from popping up doing my happy dance right now. Help me, Jesus. Sift us. Nothing can sift us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why? Because Jesus prays for us. And Jesus has given us the power, Miss Angela, Mr. Dale, for us to pray for each other. That's why we are here tonight. He prays for us to make his way to us that he might stay with us, and that's okay by me. How about you? Anybody feel an amen in your spirit right now, knowing that Jesus prayed for Peter, even as he knew Peter would betray him? Jesus also prays for us, because we do it our own ways too. When we live for ourselves or we live outside of his will, we thank Jesus for his prayers that propel us through, forward, and beyond. Peter had a past that was trying to pull him backwards. Peter had a present that was trying to pull him down. But just like you and me, Peter also had a purpose. And we're going to talk about that next. Right now we're going to hear some more music, because that's how we know that God also continues to bless us. Let's listen to Selah one more time. This one is I Need Thee Every Hour, as we pray for God to part the waters, those things that try to drown us and overwhelm us. We thank God that we can pray unto God as we do here. and let God arise and our enemies be scattered. I need thee every hour. Don't you need Christ every hour too? Come back with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. After this, we're going to have community prayer. Thank you for joining us tonight and every time that you tune in. The number is 904-296-2251. Let's continue to listen in right now.
Think I'm going under, but the water's Lord. When I feel the waves around me calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me.
With Pastor Monica here tonight. We have about 35 more minutes before we do the final prayer together. So thank you for tuning in, and know that you can still get in your prayer request, praise report, or your song selection too. You know I'm right here for you. We got a plethora of music that God has worked through my spirit for you, but we're also very open to what God is working through your spirit. Remember, this is a community, so you can contribute, and I get to hear songs that I haven't thought of in a while or new songs that I haven't heard of yet. So I thank you for those who share your requests with us as well. Also, those who give songs that minister so strongly and profoundly to myself, even while I get to minister to you. So thank you for those as well. It's a community effort. We're talking about why we pray, how we pray. Peter had a purpose, and that purpose is what we're going to talk about next. We already talked from chapter 22, verse 31 on, how Jesus said specifically to Peter that I have prayed for you because Satan desires to sift you as wheat. And we know that because Peter had a past, just like we have a past, that tries to pull us backwards. We have a present that tries to pull us down, and we have a purpose that Jesus wants to propel us forward. That's right. That's what the preacher said, to propel us forward. And it was given to us by Jesus. Somewhere over in Matthew 16, Jesus had changed Simon to Peter. New name, new game, new plan for the new man, and that means for the new woman too, for us who are listening. It was to build his church upon the cornerstone, Peter. Yes, Peter would deny Christ, but he would also reclaim Christ, preach his word, and thousands would come yielding, asking, "What must I do to be saved?" Yes, Peter would disown Christ, but he would return to reconnect with him as he taught Jesus' word to the people of God and spoke to the churches about how Jesus gave the lessons and teachings from himself. Jesus prayed for Peter as we're supposed to pray for each other also, because Peter had a purpose, and so do you, and so do you, and so do you too. Everything that God created has a purpose, a good purpose. And there is no maturation date or date of expiration, which simply means you're never too young nor too old to start living it. Jesus is praying for you right now as we are lifting our prayers to Jesus, like he prayed for Peter. Could Peter have prayed for himself and gotten a prayer through? Of course, for whatever things he asked in prayer, believing he would receive. Couldn't the disciples have had intercessory prayer and prayed on Peter's behalf? Sure. Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much, right? But for some things we go through or are headed to, Jesus needs to pray for us. I know you know what I'm talking about right now. There are some things that we go through where Jesus, the one who had a hand in creating me, needs to pray for us. There are some things that we go through where only Jesus truly understands us, only Jesus truly sees us, only Jesus is the one who sees the good in us when others are seeing something else that's not even of us. Only Jesus sees the faults and beyond them to the needs. Only Jesus sees the truth when other things are around us that are causing us to be confused and can give us the clarity that we need. So I'm so glad that Jesus said a prayer for Peter, and I'm so glad that Jesus says prayers for us too, because we need it, right? That's why we're here. So if you don't mind, and even if you do, would you just join us in prayer right now? God, we thank you for praying for us. We thank you for clarifying that you prayed for Peter too in your word, even after Jesus, after you had been crucified, after you had risen, after you are risen, we thank you for letting us know that Peter represents us too, that we fall short. We have some issues at times that we allow to cloud our focus of you. We know that there are times where we omit the things that we should be doing that you tell us to do, and there are times that we commit the very things you told us not to do. So we thank you for praying for us, Lord. We thank you for seeing that Satan desires to sift us like wheat, that Satan desires to split up families and households, to break up marriages, to break the hearts of children, to disconnect families from one another, to disconnect wives and husbands and spouses, to disconnect us from the good things in life, and more importantly, the God things in life. We know that Satan desires to sift us so that we can't be used by you, but we also know that although Satan has some power, Satan does not have all power, and for that we are so grateful. That Satan has some power, but God, you have most power, for you are truly omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. You are all-powerful, and no one is like you. You are all-present everywhere and somewhere at the same time, and you are all-knowledge. You know everything more than anyone else ever could or would. So we thank you right now for praying on our behalf. We thank you for being a blessing for us. We thank you for showing us how to pray for each other, that it's just conversation, that we can pray whether it's celebration or conflict, that we can pray whether we are frustrated or that we're just trying to be faithful to you, that we can pray our feelings unto you and pour them out better than we can with anyone else, not afraid of being vulnerable or open. Help our brothers to take the machismo, the macho-isms away, to truly strip before you the muscles and just pray unto you as your children who just don't know exactly what to do all the time, and remind them, God, that it's all right, that you are right there, and you know what that feels like. Even being omniscient, you knew as a human form man what it felt like when the world was coming against you, literally. Help our sisters to know we don't have to cover up with makeup and other stuff, that you see the very issues that lie beneath the hair, the nails, the everything, because you gave us the true essence of beauty when you made us fearfully and wonderfully. We thank you that we can cry before you, that we are, a lot of us are strong by force and not by choice. So we ask that you continue to help us, dear God, to just see how we can serve you better and how we can be a blessing to your people and your kingdom. We thank you, God, that you said a prayer for Peter and that you say a prayer for us. Thank you for showing us the power in interceding for one another. And thank you, dear Lord, for this community of prayer right here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I come to you. I ask you to grant my request. The prayer I pray today is different than the rest. The enemy is threatened by the gift you placed in me. Hear my earnest prayer, cover me. Bye.
That is Say a Prayer, Donna Lawrence featuring Faith Evans. You can still call in as well here, 904-296-2251. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. And this is Worth by Anthony Brown and Group Therapies. This is a suggestion from our sister Janet right there in New Jersey. From the Everyday Jesus CD, and that is Worth. Thank you, Miss Janet, for that. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here. Still time. There's still time for you to get your own prayer requests and praise reports in. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. So let me finish up this word for you. We're talking about prayer, that we are to pray, praise, proclaim, and repeat. Pray. Pray unto the God who created us. praise Jesus for the things he has done, as well as within that praise, worship for just who he is, and proclaim. How do we proclaim? The same way that Peter did, to accept the very gift that God has given us, and that we are accepted, knowing that we too will deny, knowing that we too will do our own thing, knowing that we will have our prodigal son and prodigal daughter's moments, knowing that the cock will crow also when some of us, by our actions that are against what Jesus has told us to do, will show that we deny him in certain ways. But God knows our heart, and God knows how to improve us and help us along this thing called life. And so we don't have to beat ourselves up. Don't do Satan's job for Satan. Let him punk himself out messing with us. Don't let him rest on the ropes while we're punching ourselves, defeating ourselves. I should have, wouldn't have, shouldn't have done that. I could have done better. Instead, seek forgiveness, repent, and go forward with the love and power that Jesus has given us. We don't do Jesus any good deed, nor do we do ourselves or others show them any growth when we just are sad and mad about the mistakes that we made, instead of seeking forgiveness and moving on, getting on with the get on. That's how we keep going on, right? So we know that, like Peter, we have a past that tries to pull us backwards. Like Peter, we had a present situation that was trying to pull us down. And like Peter, we have a purpose that Jesus is allowing all things to be worked for our good, to propel us forward. I remember when I was a little girl and just praying. I told you, some of you who listen, some of these crazy prayers I was praying so I wouldn't get a spanking. So I, and being a Catholic school survivor and doing this big animated sign of the cross so that my executioner, my relatives, when they came down the hall to give me a spanking for the different things that they felt they should spank me for, I would just be praying, you know, Lord, please let her get hit by a bus. Let it come into this room. Let it come into this house and just only hit her. Or please let him just use the feeling in his hands, my uncle, so that he won't be able to spank me. But I do understand what Jesus was teaching me even then, in taking some spanking sometimes for things that I didn't do but was still blamed for. I didn't understand what I was doing when I was praying to Jesus this way that I do now. But you know, when we are children, that's what we do. But as we get older, we put away our childish ways. So now, as a woman of God, now that you are a man of God, we can throw away those childish ways. And although I can pray for myself for real, and you can pray for yourself for real, and oh, the power we feel when we come together, I still need Jesus to pray for me too, right? So I know some serious prayer warriors who can get a prayer through straight to Jesus, got them on speed dial, because there's something that happens when we pray. There's something that happens when we pray together. That's why we have this community, to pray together. Just sit and spend some time in the presence of Jesus, listening to the message and the music and the ministry of prayer that Jesus has for us. We don't have to multitask in this time. You know, even if you are doing something here or there, you can still just listen to this podcast later and hope that it blesses you and to soothe you and to remind you of some of the things that you already know, that God is awesome. And God is in your life. We pray because it's just a conversation. It doesn't have to be perfect. But when Jesus prays, and when you and I pray, there's something that happens, and he said it would. But there's something about the ultimate intercessor, Jesus, praying for us as the ultimate example. Because when Jesus prays for you, the invisible becomes visible, and the visible becomes invisible. That means those things that you are seeking, that he has given you vision for, Miss Janet and Mr. Glover, Elder Glover, just know that those things will become actualized according to his plan. And the visible challenges that you may see around you, the lack of support, the lack of funds, those things will become invisible because Jesus will supersede vision even and add to it with provision. Nothing becomes something when Jesus prays, and something becomes nothing. Mountains turn into molehills. Stumbling blocks turn into stepping stones. Demons have to relocate. Vanity and insanity has to vacate the premises of our minds. Tumors are revealed and the paralyzed can feel. Fires of frustration are extinguished. Islands of isolation are poured out of the dead sea of our situations. The impossible becomes possible. The improbable becomes probable. The helpless become helped and the hopeless get their hope restored. Listen, when Jesus prays for us and lets us pray together too, the ill do get healed. The stressed get blessed. Sinners get saved and Satan has to behave because that's just how it goes right here. There are some things I go through that I appreciate your prayer, you appreciate my prayer, but there's something about us coming together with Jesus, no matter how it is, over the frequency of these airways, over the live stream on the internet, over the social media forums that we have. But when we get together and pray, we don't have to just sit in our anguish. We don't have to just lay down, because we know that prayer warriors may do just that, lay down. But because of Christ and prayer together, we don't stay down, because we get delivered directly in the hands, by the hands of God. When my friends are going through too and they can't pray for themselves, Jesus prays for me. When you hurt so bad that only moans and groans, tears and fears can reign within your spirit, Jesus prays for you. Isn't it good news that even through our mamas, even though our mamas pray for us and our daddies pray for us, Jesus prays for us, not past tense, because he is not limited by divorce or disease or dis-ease or disconnection or dysfunction. We could do this all day. Jesus is the one who keeps praying for us no matter what. So it's good that he allows us to pray for each other, but remember what we always say here. When we're not standing in the gap for each other, Jesus always is. So how better it is when we are standing together, knowing that Jesus is also. Jesus will not allow your past to pull you back to being back on the block doing what you did back in the day. Jesus will not allow present circumstances that are challenging you to pull you down from being able to move forward in the power that he has given you. And you better know that everything that has been thrown your way, every wrench and screw that Satan has tried to throw into this machinery of spirituality known as you to mess you up, Jesus will catch those things in midair and use them to tighten you up instead. Because all things work for good for those who love the Lord. Jesus puts a priority, urgent, right now God stamp on our request and delivers them to the concern, our concerns, to the Father. See, it's good to pray in the name of Jesus. It's good to say in the name of Jesus, we are dismissing this and we are dismissing demons. It's good to pray in the name of Jesus that we are healed by his stripes and in his blood. But oh, hallelujah, how powerful it is for him to look eye to eye with himself and say, in my name, bless her. In my name, bless Janet and bless Jeff and bless Dion and Renardo. In my name, bless Mother D and bless Dale and bless all of us and Miss April. In my name, bless Sister Lois. Bless Brother Glover. In my name, hook them up. In my name, there's so much more power when Jesus prays for us and has shown us how to pray for each other too. You know, what we give to God, even when we give our own lives, that is my own testimony, in brokenness and in whatever I have left, in telling God, you know what, I just submit everything to you. He's got me to a place to where it's not the job I want. He's got me to places where there are no friends, there's no family. He's got me to and through places where there's no hope, seemingly, by those who are looking on, where there were no cures, there were no salvages, there were no way to be healed, there was no surgery. Out of all those surgeries that worked, there was no help except Jesus Christ, Jesus' self. It's got me to a place to say, you know what, as long as I have you, nothing else matters. No longer am I focused on self, no longer are we focused on the things of the world, but the things of the Word. And I know it's a process, but as we continue to get closer and closer to Jesus, know that the only thing, the only person, the only persona, the only personality, the only power that we cannot live without is Christ. And so whatever you feel you have right now, I hope for those who have not accepted Christ, know that the doors of the kingdom are open right now, wide for you. All you got to do is say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And I ask that you take over this life that you have given me for a moment. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. The hard part's been done by God. And know what little you feel you have, no matter how dressed up or messed up it may be, know that in return, Jesus will bless you with abundancy and abundant life. It may not come when you want it, and it may not look like you thought it would, but you better know when it comes, it will be on time, and it will be greater than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Stay with us right here. We're going to have our final prayer after the next two songs. This is Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica here just for you. The number is 904-296-2251, 296-2251. And again, in return for what we give to Jesus, Jesus gives us so much more. This is Whitney Houston. And yes, if you are in the Florida area, of course we can come to you, but we have ministers throughout the United States and abroad, and so we can get to you. And we can also do it by phone as well as computer and all the technology, Skype, FaceTime, all that good stuff. We use it for the glory of God, so know that it is available unto you. Again, I hope that you are encouraged. I hope you take a moment to encourage someone else. Be encouraged and stay encouraged, because Satan wants to punk you. But you know, he's a punk, so he can't do it. Join us again when we come back. You can also send yours through email, sitgpastormon@gmail.com. All of this that I'm saying, it's on the website for praise1079.com. Just go right there to the Stand in the Gap information, and it's all right there. And I do read those personally, as well as ministers, daughters, and sons, but I primarily read those myself. And so if there's something that you want private or not shared on air, just simply say so, but it won't be shared unless you say you want it shared on air. And so I just want you to be confident in that. We are very serious about confidentiality. We do not hang in secrets with Satan anymore, but we do respect your privacy and your discretion. So be encouraged in that matter as well. We're going to leave now with just a little reminder. This is our benediction song for tonight. This is the remake of the Commodores, Jesus is Love. This is the one by beautiful Heather Headley and cool pastor, anointed one himself as well, Mr. Smokey Norfolk. This is what we need, more love, because Jesus is love, right? Look, I'm praying for you. Thank you for praying for me. And continue to just be the you that God has created you to be. Be anointed to be and be anointed to do. Be anointed by God right now in Jesus' name to be fully what God and who God is calling you to be. And be anointed to do fully everything that God has given you breath to do. You are blessed. I'm just asking that you receive it right now. In Jesus' name, good night, dear hearts.
One another, that heaven might